the potential changes to Florida's voting laws and how they might affect you. You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. Voter rules could soon be changing in Florida. State House lawmakers passed an elections overhaul that would take effect next year if the legislation is also passed by the Senate. The bill's sponsor says it strengthens citizens' verification process and creates a, quote, common-sense list of voter ID, amongst other things. If passed, it wouldn't go into effect until after this year's midterm elections. And at the federal level, Congress is considering a similar law, the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, or SAVE Act. We'll dive into the potential impacts if these bills become law. That's ahead on The Wrap, the big stories this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these headlines. Captain Cody A. Cork, a Polk County native, has been killed in the war with Iran. Central Florida Public Media's Marion Summerall reports the Army Reserve captain was killed in a drone attack while supporting military operations overseas.
Captain Cody A. Cork was a U.S. Army Reserve soldier who died in a drone attack on March 1st in Kuwait, according to the Pentagon. Cork grew up in Winter Haven, attended Lake Region High School, and continued his education at Florida Southern College. Winter Haven's Mayor Brian Yates said, quote, "Our community is proud of the life he lived and the service he gave." Cork had over a dozen awards and decorations, including the Joint Services Achievement Medal, the Overseas Service Medal, and the Army Reserve Component Achievement Medal. Captain Cody A. Cork was 35 years old. Marion Summerall, Central Florida Public Media.
Florida's legislative session is supposed to end next week, but WUSF's Douglas Soule reports it's not looking like the budget will be done by then.
House Speaker Daniel Perez says his chamber remains far apart from the Senate on a budget plan.
We have a fundamental disagreement on what the budget should look like for the state of Florida. The House believes we should spend less money. The Senate believes we should spend more money.
The Senate wants a $115 billion budget. The House wants it to be more than a billion lower.
Although we are still conversing, it is a very light and short conversation that I wish would move faster.
If the chambers don't reach a deal, they could extend the session or call a special session. Last year, the session got extended a month and a half before the sides could agree on a budget and tax package. The budget needs to be done by July 1st, or the state faces a partial government shutdown. I'm Douglas Soule in Tallahassee.
NASA has fixed an issue that required moving its massive moon rocket back into the vehicle assembly building last month. An issue at the rocket's helium system prompted the 4-mile rollback of the SLS rocket and Orion spacecraft back into the VAB for repairs. NASA says it has solved the problem by replacing a seal that had restricted the flow of helium, which is used to pressurize the rocket's tanks. During those repairs, NASA also worked on other systems of the rocket, like replacing the batteries of the flight termination system. NASA plans to roll the rocket back to the launch site later this month, ahead of a potential launch in April. These stories and more on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. The Orange County Regional History Center is exploring animation in the region.
We thought that we should tell the story of Walt Disney Feature Animation Florida, which was the animation studio that Disney had here in Central Florida inside the Disney MGM theme park. It operated from 1989 to 2004.
And some Disney faves like Lilo and Stitch were created there. Hear more on Spotlight. Get it where you get this podcast. A new election bill approved by the State House and now awaiting action in the Senate would make Floridians show proof of U.S. citizenship before voting and would limit the types of identification people could use at the polls. And in Washington, Congress is considering a similar elections bill that will require documented proof of citizenship to register to vote. The Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, also known as the SAVE Act, passed the House and now heads to the Senate. Central Florida Public Media's Sharon Stone spoke with Orange County Supervisor of Elections Karen Castor-Dental about what's ahead for elections here in Florida.
Start with the Federal SAVE Act. What impact do you believe that would have on voters here?
To my understanding, the Federal SAVE Act would require more restrictions on voter registration, not simply just what IDs can be used when you go to the polling places, but when you register to vote, that you would need to have documents like a birth certificate or a passport that shows your citizenship. Right now, in Florida, our driver's licenses have gone through a process of becoming Real ID certified, where people who get their driver's licenses provide those documents of citizenship when they get their driver's license. And then that would be sufficient for that voter registration. But not everybody has access to their birth certificates. The name on the birth certificate will have to match the name that you currently have. So that would affect a lot of women who do not have the same name that they had when they were born because they got married. So they would also have to bring record of their marriage license. Or if they got divorced, they would have to bring that as well. So it's an extra burden on a lot of women. There are also people who have been legally voting and are citizens who do not have a birth certificate because of the time and place that they were born in America. Where they were born sometimes didn't offer a birth certificate. So I see this as an unnecessary restriction on American citizens and their legal right to vote.
And let me go to the state bills, talking about senior IDs and what's accepted and could have an impact on students as well. Any concerns from you about the impact of that legislation moving forward?
Well, my concern is removing student IDs. Not all students have driver's licenses these days, but it's a lot fewer than when I was getting my driver's license, when everyone wanted to get that. So not all students, if they don't use their student IDs, they're not all going to have their driver's license readily available either. So it's going to affect college-age students. We have so many colleges here in Orange County and in Central Florida. You know, UCF is one of the largest colleges in the country. And if they're not able to use their student IDs, and that has a big impact on voters in Orange County and Seminole County and Volusia County. Here in Florida, we have a lot of seniors, and in their assisted living or their nursing homes, sometimes they just have an ID from their nursing home or assisted living, and they would have to then go through a whole other process of getting an updated or valid driver's license or state ID and have to provide their birth certificates as well. And I don't see what problem they're solving. I think they're creating more problems with this effort.
We've heard rhetoric at the national level that includes threats to nationalize election operations, or at least in select states. Have you had any discussions with other election supervisors in Florida about this?
Yes, and we're all in agreement that the states and local counties run our elections. So there might be discussion about it. There might be people who say that's going to happen, but I don't foresee that happening. It is in the purview. It's constitutional that the states are in charge of elections. So we will be having elections in August and November this year.
What would you tell people who are hearing about reports of placing ICE agents at polling places?
I've heard that spoken to, and I would just say that it helps to be prepared. As a voter, it helps to be prepared with all of your methods available to you of voting. So we have three different ways to vote. We have voting on election day at your assigned precinct. We have early voting, and that usually is about 2 weeks long in Orange County leading up to election day. And we've also expanded the number of early voting sites to about 29 in the county. And then there's also the option of vote by mail. But knowing that you have options, I think, will help us mitigate any of those kinds of rumors.
Can you assure Orange County voters there will be a free and fair midterm election?
I can assure them that. And we are working with our community partners to make sure that voters are safe and that the polls will be accessible to everybody.
That was Central Florida Public Media's Sharon Stone speaking with Orange County Supervisor of Elections Karen Castor-Dental. Hear more about these proposed laws and from Republican Representative Mike Haradopoulos on election integrity
I think what we need to do as members of Congress is to create some common sense ideas like voter ID, which again does not exist in 14 states, and try to put that forward, and also to make sure that when people are registered to vote that they are actual American citizens.
That's this week on Engage. Get it where you get this podcast. That's it for The Wrap this week. This podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media with editorial assistance from News Director LaToya Dennis. I'm Brendan Byrne. This is The Wrap.